USA Radio News.
I'm Kevin Bessler. Thanksgiving Day 2020, unlike any other year, with some staying home to avoid gathering with families and others ignoring the advice of health experts and traveling to be with loved ones.
I know the country has grown weary of the fight. We need to remember we're at war with a virus, not with one another, not with each other.
President-elect Joe Biden gave his Thanksgiving Day address after the U.S. reported its deadliest day since May with more than 2,000 new cases. And it could get worse. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on Wednesday published a national forecast that predicts 294,000 to 321,000 coronavirus deaths by December 19th. While travel appears to be significantly down from years prior, roughly 900,000 to 1 million people per day passed through U.S. airport checkpoints from Friday through Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care, and here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. Think what you could do with that. But if you join right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fee, so that's another $170 you'll save. And MediShare is really different. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. More than 400,000 people are members, and they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills. So, yes, they can handle your bills, too. This may be the time to make the switch. Join before November 30th for the additional savings. It's so easy to find out more. They're great to talk to. In fact, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A turkey isn't the only thing President Donald Trump pardoned this week.
President Trump pardoned former National Security Advisor, Army General Michael Flynn. Flynn pleaded guilty twice to lying to the FBI about conversations with the Russian ambassador. When the Department of Justice examined the FBI case, it was so flawed the Department of Justice dropped the case.
But give credit to Flynn, his attorneys. They had issues. They raised those issues. The prosecutors went in. They looked at it. They made the right decision when they moved to dismiss it.
Former Utah federal prosecutor Brett Tolman on Fox.
If there's any abuse here, it was a federal judge believing that it had authority to approve or disapprove of dismissals. That's not what the federal judge's authority is, and Congress certainly didn't grant it to him. So this dismissal basically was thrown out by this judge, and he was prolonging it. So I don't see that the president had any other choice but to pardon him.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Disney plans to lay off around 32,000 more employees in the first half of 2021 as the coronavirus pandemic continues to beleaguer its theme park businesses. The company made the revelation in an SEC filing Wednesday, and it said the layoffs would primarily affect employees in its parks, experiences, and products division. Disney has taken a sharp hit at its theme parks due to COVID-19 restrictions and decreased attendance. National reading and math tests long used to track what U.S. students know in those subjects are being postponed from next year to 2022 over concerns about whether testing would be feasible or produce valid results during the coronavirus pandemic. A popular Dallas Cowboys coach has died.
Marcus Paul, strength and conditioning coordinator for the Dallas Cowboys, passed away on Wednesday. The 54-year-old collapsed Tuesday in his office at team headquarters. He was treated by team medical. Marcus Paul, strength and conditioning coordinator for the Dallas Cowboys, passed away on Wednesday. The 54-year-old collapsed Tuesday in his office at team headquarters. He was treated by team medical staff and transported to a hospital and placed on life support. He was surrounded by family as he passed. Marcus Paul was in his 21st season as a strength and conditioning coach before he joined Dallas in 2018. He spent 11 years in the role with the Giants. Prior to coaching, he played for Syracuse, where he was team captain and a two-time All-American defensive back. Marcus Paul's cause of death is still pending. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
For US Radio News, I'm Kevin Bessler.